Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting third. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher bunts towards the mound. Larson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cranepool moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive towards center. Wynn catches it and throws to second to double up Cranepool. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Pool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Cranepool reaches third base with a triple. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. It's 1-0, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Christopher moves to third. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Gonder moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elliott, who is chasing the ball. Staub reaches third base with a triple. Lillis goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Mets. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond strikes out. Gonder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bond out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cranepool hits a pop-up into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to second. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder is walked intentionally. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cannell hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus juggles the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman bunts, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Don Larson. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to third. Casco moves to second. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards first. Bond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. he's got one RBI. Staub is hit by the pitch. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond bunts towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Hardy moves to second. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. Hardy moves to third. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hardy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Astros. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. One out. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cannell hits a pop-up into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Graham pinch hits for Al Jackson. Wayne Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Ribbent pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Bobby Klaus. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Cold Stadium in Houston.